margin that Ziggy had set pregame. I assumed that he'd get to go there, but we'll see the decision. Here's Madonaco, the right-handed batter, with the bases loaded and two away. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. And Ako, he struck out looking his first two plate appearances, last in the fourth inning and earlier in the second. 1-0 count. This misses low and inside. It's 2-0, and Ako has yet to record a hit as a Rafter. His first game was last night. He went 0-2, but he reached base three times. And hey, if you can reach base, that's what matters. He's also still looking for his first RBI. So a walk would get that marked off the to-do card. 2-0 count. Take it on the outside edge to bring it back 2-1. And Ako, you kind of look at his approach at the plate and kind of know what he can give you. A guy who comes from Los Angeles, California. This pitch is in there for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. Ako, he played in the West Coast League last summer, so he's got some summer collegiate league experience. 2-2 is sent to third base, but this could do it for the inning. It's a sidearm throw over to first, and just in time off the bounce. It's a nice pick by the first baseman, and it goes 5-3 on Ako to end the fifth. But the Rafters still do pick up one on two hits. There was one error, but the Rafters leave them loaded. And it's 1-1 as we hit the sixth inning here in WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And indeed, there was a pitching change in between innings for the Rafters. So Kenny Schultz, his night is done and his line is complete. Five innings pitched for the Southpaw. In his five innings, he allowed just one base runner. On one hit, it was one earned run, and he did not walk a batter. He did not hit a batter with a pitch. He had five strikeouts, and he also had one wild pitch. He faced a total of 16 batters as Tristan Krusenberry takes over. He's a right-handed pitcher, so it's a righty-righty matchup as Nolan Alvord gets back to work and takes the first pitch high and tight for ball number one. Alvord, the left fielder, had a big game yesterday, fouls this one off to bring it back 1-1. And Krusenberry, he struggled a bit with his control early in the season. I had a great chance to talk to him over lunch a couple days ago, back when we were in Milwaukee as the team over at Lakeshore. Gets a swing and a miss here. It's a 1-2 count. And we were kind of just chatting it up about baseball, and I asked him, I said, hey, is there anything You know, any cool stories that you think about? And check swing here, and he went around on it. So a check swing from Alvord couldn't quite hold up, and that's strike number three, and Tristan Krusenberry gets the first K. And, well, when I was talking with Krusenberry, he said, well, I've got a couple of stories, but I think the big thing here is my favorite baseball movie, For the Love of the Game. As here's one away and a left-handed batter at the plate. Dylan Larkins takes strike number one, so an 0-1 count. And Krusenberry is legally deaf as the 0-1 count is popped straight back out of play and makes it 0-2. And he has a cochlear implant to allow him to hear. And, well, when I was talking to him, he said that has kind of made it one of his favorite movies, as this pitch misses low and inside for a 1-2 count to the left-handed batter. And he said specifically there's one scene that stands out to him where the pitcher kind of just lets everything in the stands and everything outside of the game kind of just wash away and tunes it out. As here's a 2-2 count, as that one had missed high. And the 2-2 count here is fouled off into the netting. So it runs back to 2-2, and Krusenberry said, you know, it's so key just to go up there and, you know, focus on the game and not get in your head. He loves to kind of tune out all the noise, and so sometimes, he says, you know, he turns off the device, and so he doesn't hear anything, and it's just him pitching, as that one had missed in the dirt to make it a 3-2 count, and said that's helped him a few times, so he does it every once in a while just to block out the noise. And he went deaf at a young age as he came up with meningitis that, well, nearly took his life, but instead it just took his hearing. It's a 3-2 count to Dylan Larkins, and Krusenberry, he's trying to get on the right foot here. And he was telling me how important it is to stay strong mentally, and he gets that pitch in there. No, it's outside. Called ball number four, and that one, another pitch that did not miss by much, but it's been a tight strike zone all night long, and that continuing to show off. Krusenberry still trying to find his spot here, and it's early in the game, so not that big of a shocker. Is you got to get used to it. Krusenberry, though, he is a returner to the Northwoods League, but first pitch here is outside for ball number one to Ryan Tyranski. And Krusenberry and Schultz both pitched in the same game on last Saturday. They were kind of the two to go, and Tony Torres also pitched. He recorded just the one out in the game. Runner on first base. This one misses way inside, and it gets away from the catcher, and Zacher trying to track it down. He gets to it eventually, but the runner, Larkins, easily over at second base on the wild pitch. So it's now a 2-0 count to Tyranski, the first baseman, with a runner on second base and one away. And, well, Krusenberry, one of the nicest guys that you're ever going to meet. He's always willing to talk. And he loves playing baseball. I mean, he was saying it's just something about the game that makes it so much fun. And you know, it sometimes can become more of a job to these players out here. And he says even for him sometimes, he becomes so focused on, you know, the mechanics and so focused on what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong, but that he pitches his best when he's just out there having fun. When he's out there just playing the game, and he's hoping that he can return to that here, as had a great time last year with the Rafters. 2-0 count, misses upstairs, and it's 3-0. And part of the reason that he returned to Wisconsin Rapids was just because of how much that he loved the place. And he just wanted to return, and he said that in the final interview of the season last year. 3-0 count here is right at the knees for strike number one. It's a 3-1 count. And in that last interview, he said, yeah, I want to be pitching here next year. When I was talking with Ziggy, asked him, hey, Crusenberry return. I mean, what's up? And he said, yeah, Crusenberry, first guy that I called. 3-1 count in there, called strike number two. It's a 3-2 count. Of course, when Ziggy got the job, he was taking over as he was an assistant coach with the Rafters last season. Took over as the manager this year and lots of responsibility and wanted to bring back some of the guys from last year's season. He's got four of them on the active roster here and a check swing that he went around on, but it gets away from Zacher. So here comes the throw to first and just in time. Oh, man. But it's strikeout and it's out number two. However, Dylan Larkins advances over to third base on the wild pitch. So two away and a runner on third. And it brings up Jack Boyke, the left-handed batter, with a runner on third base and two away. So a lefty-righty matchup here as Crusenberry looks to find his stuff, and he's got a pair of strikeouts in the sixth. Looking to finish it off and find his spot. He throws one, and this one gets away from Zacher. Not too far off the plate, and he can't pick it up with the right hand. And so the run comes home to score as the Leprechauns take a 2-1 lead here in the top of the sixth. And the Rafters are not going to be happy just with the way that the runs have come across today. It's been a great performance from these pitchers so far. They've allowed just two base runners all game into the sixth, but both of those base runners have come home to score, and this time it was on a passed ball from Ashton Zacher. The 1-0 is in there, called strike to bring it to a 1-1 count. Boyke 0-2 in the game. He grounded out to first back in the fourth inning. The Rafters, I mean, it's tough because they've had so many close losses this season as well. That one missing for a ball, and it's a 2-1 count. And so when you finally have such a good pitching performance like we saw from Kenny Schultz at the start, and now Tristan Crusenberry, he had a pair of strikeouts and just the one walk, and you're still feeling pretty good about the way that Crusenberry's been looking out there, but he kind of gave the home plate umpire a look right there, said, man, I don't agree with that. He gets a called strike here, though, to load the count. So it's now 3-2. Jack Boyke was jogging on down to first base, but instead he'll step back into the batter's box and look to get the Leprechauns another base runner here. Royal Oak up 2-1 in the top of the sixth. As here comes the pitch from Crusenberry, and it's just low for ball number four. So the second walk of the inning for Royal Oak and for Crusenberry. As it brings up the shortstop, Jack Dower. Dower, a right-handed batter. He's got a runner on first base and two away. Royal Oak still just the one hit in the game. That came in the fifth inning, but they've scored two runs on two base runners. The third is on first base, as this one is a swing and a miss to make it 0-1 for Dower. Dower 0-2. He's struck out swinging both times. And I mentioned it a little earlier today, one of the keys that the pitching staff, the coaching staff, I should say, has been telling the pitchers has been, find your location. Do not issue walks. Crusenberry, two walks here in the sixth, but he's been a controlled wild. It's an 0-2 count to Jack Dower after the last strike. And the runner takes off from first, but it's a pop-up straight back. Here it's coming, and it should reach out of play, and it bounces off the top of the press box. So it remains an 0-2 count. And the Rafters tried to make the comeback last night against Royal Oak, fell just shy. The final score of that one, 9-7. And they've had a few comeback efforts that have been stymied by the other teams. 0-2, this one is ripped down the left field line. It was way inside and kind of caught up Bauer on the hands, but he's able to get a good piece of it and stay alive at the plate. And Crusenberry, maybe not where he wanted that pitch to go, but it ended up working out. So it's still an 0-2 count. The runner on first base, Boyke. Dower an 0-2 deficit in the count. Two away. Grusenberry getting set. He brings up the leg, sends it home. It misses high. Picked up by Zacher behind the plate. The throw down on the late steal attempt, but he's in there safely. So it's a 1-2 count on the delayed steal from Jack Boyke. Kind of caught Ashton Zacher off guard, and so now it's another runner in scoring position for the Leprechauns. They're already up 2-1, but looking to make it 3, they could with a hit. Dower at the plate. He watches this pitch right across for strike number 3. So Tristan Grusenberry strikes out the side, but does allow one run on no hits, no errors, and 2-1 left on base. It's 2-1 Leprechauns as we hit the bottom of the sixth. Rafters will try and tie it up or take the lead when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Spencer Davis, he's going to get things led off for the Rafters here in the sixth inning. And, well, it's been a strong start to the game for the pitching staff. But the batters have been, well, relatively quiet, to say the least. It's 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. This one's been a true baseball game as the first pitch here to Davis is called for strike number 1. Kenny Schultz, the intern-turned pitcher, he went 4 perfect innings before allowing a leadoff hit. That leadoff hit came around to score, although not another base runner reached base against Schultz. So Schultz ended up going 5 innings, allowing just the 1 run on 1 hit without a walk, and had 5 strikeouts. On the other side, though, Gabe Jones had a phenomenal start. He went 4 shutout innings as this pitch is called for strike number 2. It's a 1-2 count on Davis now. And Jones was relieved by Ethan LaPointe back in the 5th inning. LaPointe was tagged for 1 run in that inning while loading the bases but was able to work out of the jam. This time misses outside, and it's now a 2-2 count to Spencer Davis. And LaPointe started with a leadoff walk in the 5th on 7 pitches to Pat Costin. Davis working the count now, but he swings and misses at a pitch above the zone, and that is out number 1 here in the 6th. And the Rafters have had a runner reach base in all but 1 innings. That was the 2nd inning. However, the only runner that came around to score was when the leadoff batter of the inning reached safely, and that was in the 5th. In the 1st inning, it was a 1-out single. The 3rd inning, it was a 1-out hit by pitch and a 2-out walk. In the 4th inning, it was a 2-out single. Taking one here, it's low and away for ball number 1. Noah Ruiz was pinch hit for as Luke Skinner comes into the game. And Skinner, a left-handed batter, And that's the reason why they go for him. And he swings and misses at this one to make it a 1-1 count. And man, Noah Ruiz, his on-base streak does come to an end, but he's a big reason, I think, why Gabe Jones was pulled from the game after four innings. So I feel like he should be credited for a hit, because he's the reason that the Rafters picked him up. This one to the right side of the infield, trying to cover this time. LaPointe over to first, got him in time, just barely stepping on the bag. And there's out number two. So 3-1 on the putout, and it brings up Brent Gallegos, or at least it would if it weren't for a pinch hitter. And this time, it's Drew Thompson who steps up to the plate. Thompson, the pinch hitter for the Rafters. This is his first plate appearance of the game. And Brent Gallegos was the pinch runner earlier in the game, but Drew Thompson pinch hitting for him here in the sixth inning. And Gallegos came around to score. Pat Costin, this was his line at the start of the game. He was the eight-hole batter, but now Thompson in. And it's been a little bit since we've gotten a chance to see Drew Thompson from the plate. He had one plate appearance 3 days ago versus Fond du Lac. And, well, he did take the mound recently, but swings and misses at this pitch as it goes to an 0-1 count. But you might remember the doubleheader back on Saturday. And in game one of that, he launched one over the left field, not even wall, but the left field netting out there in front of the playground, and he went over that netting and hit the top of that gazebo-looking thing in the playground. I say gazebo-looking thing because I still haven't looked up what it's actually called. Not sure if I will. It's a 1-1 count with two away as Thompson checks his swing. Did he go? And they're going to say he did. So it's a 1-2 count. Drew Thompson went 0-for-1 against Fond du Lac in his one plate appearance 3 days ago, but that was the doubleheader. As this one is high and gets behind all the way to the backstop, so brings it to a 2-2 count. Prior to that, he had reached base three times at Lakeshore back on June 1st on Sunday. But like I mentioned, we saw him on the mound recently. 2-2 count. He gets on top of this one to the left side of the field, and that one gets on by into the outfield. So a two-out single for the Rafters is Drew Thompson, the two-way player, gets on to first base. So pinch hit ends up working out as J.J. Garcia will now get to work out there. J.J. Garcia, a right-handed batter, so it's a righty-lefty matchup. And that's what, of course, Ziggy wants to see out there. He's got plenty of players on the roster now after early in the season. What he liked to call it was his skeleton crew. The skeleton crew, just a few players on opening day as this one misses away for ball number one. And that's due to players still finishing up their collegiate seasons and the travel time it takes to get here. So it's a 1-0 count to Garcia with the runner on first base and two outs. That on the outside edge, called strike number one. And Garcia was part of that skeleton crew. So was Drew Thompson. But it only came with a few players as this one is popped foul and out of play. They had three catchers on the roster, four infielders, and two outfielders. That was the opening day roster breakdown for you. So they had to go with Brent Gallegos in left field for the Rafters for the first three straight games before they finally started to get players rolling in. And now, of course, their roster a lot more full. They've got three catchers, seven infielders, and four outfielders now. The 1-2 count to Garcia, and he didn't want to go there, but he went all the way around. And that's strike number three. So a pair of strikeouts in the inning for Ethan LaPointe. as he limits the damage here. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's still a 2-1 Leprechauns lead as we hit the seventh inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And Tristan Krusenberry, he'll get back to work on the rubber in the top of the seventh. Not a bad first inning for him. He allowed two walks. One of them came around to score, but he struck out the side. And now he's back for the seventh inning, and it'll be the 4-, 5-, and 6-hole batters for the Leprechauns. Led off by Chase Vanhamead, the third baseman, who is a right-handed batter, so a righty-righty matchup. Devin Zyras and Aiden Shuck, the other two, do up as this pitch misses inside for ball number one, and Krusenberry going to hope that he can still limit the walks here. He was able to create, you know, swings and misses, and that's what he wants to see. He gets a pop-up here, right side of the infield. Over to it now, the first baseman, and Akko is under it for out number one. So, one up, one down in the seventh inning. That's what you want to see from Tristan Krusenberry is some Chapel Roan plays and trying to hype up the opposing team. Hype up. Not sure many of the guys out there like Chapel Roan. I am a Chapel Roan fan. As this one is on the outside edge for called strike number one. So an 0-1 count. And Devin Zyras, the left-handed batter at the plate. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And this one a little bit low and inside for ball number one. It's 1-1. And Krusenberry, he threw 30 pitches in the sixth inning. But he came back out. However, his pitch count up there, they are warming up a bullpen arm out there for the Rafters, and that bullpen arm, Cannon Restein. Restein looking to get back to work here. He was heavily used early in the season. He's had a couple days off, though, and so hoping to feel good. And 2-1 count here is on the inside edge, called strike number two. And well, Zyras didn't like that one, but the designated hitter gets ready to go again. And Restein, another one of the returners, along with Krusenberry. It was just the two of them that returned to start the season off on the opening day roster. This one into left center field, and that gets on down for a hit. Running up on it, Douglas, the throw over, it's cut off by the shortstop. Garcia probably could have gotten that one in if I said Douglas. It was actually Guerrero out there in left, and he probably could have made that throw on into second base, but it was cut off by Garcia. Also, I don't think Guerrero put enough oomph on that one if he had wanted to, but Guerrero, not a guy that's played the outfield all too often, so you can kind of say, okay, you know, make a mistake once in a while here, and first pitch to Aiden Shuck is on the outside edge, called strike one, so that's just the second hit of the night allowed by the Rafters. The first one on the line of Krusenberry. Trying to keep him on second base. Aiden Shuck at the plate, right-handed batter. He's the catcher for the Leprechauns. He fouls this one away and moves the count to 0-2. Shuck, he's 0-2 with an RBI. That RBI he picked up on the 5-3 ground out in the fifth inning. Just trying to do anything to get that runner to come home to score. It's a 2-1 Royal Oak lead in the top of the seventh. Krusenberry sends one home, and it's once again fouled off to make it 0-2. On deck, Max Orozco, and unless an unlikely double play, it's probably going to be his turn up at the plate. And both of the two players that were huge in the comeback or in the Royal Oak win last night. This one is hit towards center field on the run, Douglas, but not too far. And now he's under it. He'll make the catch, throw it in, and it's cut off by Garcia because the runner stayed at second. So a normal flyout into center field, and it brings up Orozco with two away and a runner on second base. And what I was trying to say is the two guys that were really huge in yesterday's win for the Leprechauns, Max Orozco and Nolan Alvord, they've been silent tonight, combined 0-4 with two strikeouts. And last night, they reached base a combined seven times and had a combined eight RBIs. Now, pickoff attempt back to second, and they nearly got him, but couldn't quite get the tag down in time. Garcia trying to get behind the runner, and instead, Devin Zyras slides head first back in time. So first pitch to Orozco, still waiting, and here it comes. It's right down the pipe for strike number one. An 0-1 count is Orozco. He sits 0-2 in the game. Struck out swinging in the third inning. His last time up, it was a 5-3 ground out in the fifth. And the 0-1 is missing inside, and it sits right in front of Zacher, but he couldn't locate it for a second, although the runner stays at second base. So it's a 1-1 count as it missed low and inside. And Tristan Krusenberry hoping to finish up this second inning without allowing a run. I think, you know what, one run over two innings, that certainly does the job if he's able to finish it off. This one misses high for ball number two. It's 2-1. And it's kind of a get-back performance for Krusenberry after he had struggled his last time out. Like I said, he walked a few too many batters as this one misses away. It's ball number three, a 3-1 count. And his last time was game number two of that doubleheader on Saturday. And as I was talking about with him and Schultz both pitching in that game, Krusenberry had started that game. Schultz had followed him up. This game, it was the other way around as it's a foul back by Orozco to make it full at 3-2. And Krusenberry in that game, he had pitched two innings and allowed four runs, although only two of them were earned. But he issued three hits and five walks while striking out just one batter in that game. And the five walks in two innings was really the problem there. And hoping to keep that number down here, he's only walked two and trying to get through two. The 3-2 count, this one's upstairs for ball number four. So there comes walk number three, and it's the fourth base runner that's reached against Krusenberry after just one reached on Schultz through his five innings. That's nothing against Krusenberry. That's more so just how dominant Kenny Schultz was. I mean, five innings of one-run ball ties a season-long performance in innings pitched from any Rafters pitcher. Anthony Mateo had five two-run innings earlier, so this one probably the best outing is. Here's a mound visit as Mike Spears will go out and talk with Krusenberry, the Rafters pitching coach. Just going to bring some strategy up there and, you know, calm his pitcher down as I talked about and make sure that he's in the game with runners on first and second and two outs. All he needs is the one out, but the one out right now is Nolan Alvord. And Alvord, he was incredible that last game. Like I mentioned, him and Orozco both dominated. And Orozco now reaching base on the walk. And Nolan Alvord, he had six RBIs in yesterday's game. Officially, he ended the night going 2-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a sacrifice fly, although he was caught stealing one time. But that was what we saw from Nolan Alvord in the game yesterday. So now, Tristan Krusenberry on the mound. He looks back to second, now sends one home. It's a swing and a miss from Alvord to make it 0-1. So watch out for Alvord, because he can do some damage. He's got 9 RBIs on the season, although 6 of them were from yesterday. He's still batting just .241, even after that great game, as this pitch misses outside and moves it to a 1-1 count. And even after reaching base 3 times yesterday, his OPS .671 on the year. Krusenberry looks back to second after J.J. Garcia had moved over to fake the pickoff move. The 1-1 on the outside edge, and it's now 1-2. Krusenberry one strike away from finishing 2 innings of one-run ball, and that's what you need from the rafters. Krusenberry, he's set up. He looks over at third, and he sends this one home and just misses high for ball number 2. And I'm going to be honest, when I looked at his facial expressions from up here, and you could tell he was locked in on that pitch. I thought for sure that was going to be a strike. But he did just miss that pitch high for ball number 2. It's a 2-2 count with the runners on first and second and 2 away. Rafters down 1 and need this, and they get strike number 3 as Alvord goes down swinging. And they deal with a dangerous batter. No runs on 1 hit. No errors and 2 left on base. It's 2-1 as it's the 7th inning stretch here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Seventh inning stretch here as the fans are getting into it, along with their radio broadcaster singing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I think he did a great job out there. Oh, wait, that's me? Sorry. Anyways, if you want to hear that, there might be more of that throughout the season, so if you're interested, you might want to make the trip out to Witter Field. Plenty of home games. One more left of this 5-game homestand for the Rafters as they'll take on Green Bay tomorrow in the first of 2 games in a home-and-home series. So tomorrow it's here at Witter Field. The next one will be at Green Bay as Hiroto Kobayashi leads off. And it's an 0-1 count as the first pitch is called strike one. And Kobayashi didn't like the call, and you could kind of tell as he kind of stepped away and just said, man, oh, man. Bottom of the 7th here, the Rafters down 2-1, and Kobayashi, the right-handed batter, looking to pick up his second hit of the game, fouls this one away and moves it to 1-2. On deck, it's the second batter in the batting order, and then is number three. It's Cam Douglas and Ashton Zacher. Those are the two due up behind Kobayashi. 1-2 count is taken away. It's a 2-2 count, and Kobayashi, you know, it has been a struggle for him, and he's just trying to kind of take each plate appearance step by step, you know, forget what happened in the last one, and swings and misses at this pitch. It's fouled back but caught by the catcher for strike number three, so the foul tip gets him out as Douglas now steps up to the plate with nobody on and one out. Rafters down 2-1 on the scoreboard, but they have five hits to just the two from the Leprechauns, and the Rafters, they feel good about the way that their pitching's looked tonight. It's been dominant, but the offense stifled here as that pitch was fouled back to make it an 0-1 count. And oh, by the way, it's a new pitcher for the Leprechauns. The new pitcher, Tristan Crane. And Crane has got plenty of experience this season for Royal Oak. That pitch is a little low for ball number one. It's now a 1-1 count. Crane, not crazy experience, but I mentioned it's got five outs, and all five outs were on K's. Got seven batters faced. That was in the game against Kenosha earlier in the season. He is a freshman, right-handed pitcher from Texas A&M Corpus Christi. It's the foul ball by Douglas, makes it a 1-2 count. 1-2, one away, nobody on. Douglas trying to do some damage. And the pitch is taken and just misses for ball number two. It's now 2-2 as Douglas, the center fielder, he'll try and take one away from the Berkeley, Michigan native. And the righty-righty matchup is hit up the middle. Tried to be backhanded, but instead it's the shortstop who will throw it over to first in time to retire Douglas for out number two. And that would have been an impressive play from Tristan Crane if he was able to catch that one behind the back, but instead it gets on by, and so no damage done by the Rafters. It brings up the three-hole batter, Ashton Zacher, for his fourth plate appearance of the game. Finishing off Ethan LaPointe's line, LaPointe went two innings, allowing three hits, one run. It was earned on two walks with two strikeouts. As it's now a lefty-righty matchup, the lefty at the plate takes it for ball number one. And Ethan LaPointe didn't have any hit by pitches, no balks, no wild pitches. This one hit into left field by Douglas, running up the left fielder, and he catches it on the line drive out there. A nice play by Nolan Albert, and that gets him out of the seventh inning. Three up, three down for Tristan Crane, who continues to remain without allowing a run through 2 2/3 in his season. It's into the eighth we go. It's a 2-1 Leprechauns lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person, That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So, at least one more batter for Tristan Krusenberry as he's back to work here in the top of the eighth. He's allowed just the one run through two innings of work here, and, well, he's hoping to keep it rolling along. Stranded a runner at second and first on a strikeout to end the seventh inning, and he's got four strikeouts in the game, and the Rafters have really been picking up those K numbers throughout the season. And this first pitch to Dylan Larkins misses low for ball number one. Larkins 0 for 1 on the game today. He drew a walk back in the sixth inning, and that walk allowed him to come around and score, and that's the last run that's been scored by either team. As that pitch misses for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And that run also represents the difference on the scoreboard. 2-0 count hit right back up to Krusenberry, who picks it up. Look what I found over to first base in time for out number one. That was one of the softer comebackers that you're ever going to see. That isn't a bunt attempt. And it kind of just got grounded right in front of Krusenberry and into his glove. Didn't really need to do too much there, and so he flipped it over to first. So one up, one down here in the eighth inning. And while I was talking earlier about Cannon Restein warming up in the bullpen, so is Jafet Martinez, maybe one of the team's new closers, as this pitch misses low for ball number one. Ryan Tyranski at the plate. And this pitch in there called for a strike. So now a 1-1 count to the first baseman for Royal Oak. Tyranski 0 for 3 on the game despite batting leadoff. And this pitch in there called for strike number 2. So it's now 1-2 to the lefty bat. And Tyranski, man, he does not like Wisconsin Rapids. Yesterday he went 1 for 5 from the plate. Struck out twice, and his hit was a single where he was stranded at second. Today he's 0 for 3 to start. The 1-2 count misses inside, and now 2-2. So he's reached base just one of his 8 plate appearances against Wisconsin Rapids this season. And that was when he entered this series one of the best batters in the Northwoods League. He's still batting .450 entering today. Although that's continued to drop a little bit lower now. It's now a 3-2 count as that one missed away. And so despite batting .450 entering today after going 1-for-5 yesterday, and he just has not gotten anything as this one's ripped down the first baseline, and it's just fair. And Matanako can't believe it. He thought for sure that was foul, and that was right on the line. So it ends up being a double for Ryan Tyranski, and the fans are letting the umps know that they are displeased with it. And that's a judgment call down there on the line, and Tristan Krusenberry, he's kind of just standing around like, what the heck, man? What the heck? I can't believe it, but it's a double nonetheless, and so you got to work through it. Ryan Tyranski over to second base, and it brings up Jack Boyke. And Tyranski, you look at him on the base paths this season, he's stolen 5 bases. And this one is hit into left field, and that gets down for a hit. Tyranski over to third, not cleanly picked up. He falls down. Guerrero can't grab it. He tries to throw it home, but it's short. He's not able to get it there, and oh, man. He would have kept the runner at third if it was picked up cleanly, but Guerrero couldn't find the ball. So Tyranski comes home to score on it, as Jack Boyke also moves over to second base. And that is not what the Rafters wanted to see in a one-run game, as Boyke goes to second base. So a runner on second with one away, and This pitch high for ball number one to Jack Dower. Dower 0-3 with three strikeouts so far. And he's been real struggling out there. And this pitch is skied, but foul and out of play. So it moves it to 1-1. And Rafters down now 3-1 on the scoreboard in the top of the eighth. It's a tough turn of events on that single. Interested to see if they'll call that one an error. It looks like they do, as this one is popped up right side of the infield. Should it stay in playable distance? And it is, as Matanaco picks it up and then fires a strike over to third base to make sure that runner stays on second. So P3 in the books as Jack Dower is retired for the fourth time this game, and it brings up Chase Van Ameed with a runner on second base and two away. Officially, it did go down as an error from Jack Guerrero in left field that allowed the run to score, so the one run that scored was unearned so far from Krusenberry, as this one's hit high in the air towards dead center field, and Douglas can't spot it. Now he does last second. And he's able to grab it after finally spotting it in the dark night sky of Wisconsin Rapids. So, one run comes across for the Leprechauns on two hits. There was one error, and there was also one left on base. It's 3-1 Royal Oak as we hit the bottom of the eighth here in WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Rafters have just six outs to see if they can get two runs on the scoreboard as Jack Guerrero will lead off the bottom of the eighth. It's 3-1. Rafters and Leprechauns locked into a tight one here. It's been a pitcher's duel up till the end, even into the bullpens as Tristan Crane gets back to work here for his second inning of action. Lefty-righty matchup as Guerrero fouls one back and makes it 0-1. Guerrero 0-2 in the game. He drew a walk his last time up. That was in the fifth inning. He was stuck at first base. The Rafters have had just one runner reach base safely since Guerrero his last time up. 0-1, misses outside and brings it 1-1. It was a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning for Tristan Crane. So he was perfect in his only inning so far, and that's after not allowing a run in an inning in two-thirds. Back on May 30th, this one hit to the left side of the infield. It's a short hopper over to third, the sidearm, and 5-3 on the putout gets him in time for out number one. So now it's 4-up, 4-down for Tristan Crane. The last five Rafters have been retired in order. Matanaco now up to the plate, and Akko, he's struggled so far today. He's 0-for-3 in the game, and that's after his 0-for-2 performance yesterday, although he reached base three times. Today, he hasn't been so lucky. Swings and misses at the first pitch to make it 0-1. And it's crazy to think back to earlier in the game. Kenny Schultz perfect through the first four innings, and since that point, a run has been allowed in three of the four innings, and that one called for strike number two, and Akko kind of just looks at the home plate umpire and says, I mean, what do I have to do here? Fans not happy. But that one called for strike number two. It's an 0-2 count with one away, and the base is empty. Here's the righty-righty pitch. It's sent down the left field and into the grass for a one-out hit. Madden Akko aboard first base with the single as Spencer Davis now is working with a runner on the base pads. First hit as a Rafter for Madden Akko. And it took him a little while, but eventually he was able to get there, and he's hoping to see a lot of those in his career. And so now it's time for Spencer Davis to see what he can do. Davis, a left-handed batter, he'll watch the first pitch hit the outside edge for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. So runner on first base is Akko, and the 0-1 count is hit high in the air into left field, but not deep enough, and it'll be caught by the left fielder for out number two. Madden Akko, he has played two seasons with Fordham. His true freshman season back in 2024. He stole one base. This past year he stole two, so not too many at the collegiate level. But maybe watch him on the base paths here. It's Luke Skinner up at the plate, and he swings and misses to make it strike number one. And so a lefty-righty matchup. And Skinner from Loyola Marymount. Inch hit for Noah Ruiz in the sixth inning. And the pitch to him is outside for ball number one. It's now a 1-1 count. And Skinner had started off the season reaching base at a really strong clip. I mean, he was really working his way on the paths, but he still struggled to get hits. He's batting just .207 on the season, but his OPS at .728 entering the game. This one is crushed in the air, but way too high of a launch angle, and so picked up by the right fielder not too far out there, and it is out number three. So pop up on the one, then sounded good off the bat, but ultimately doesn't go the Rafters' way. The Rafters, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. As it's 3-1 into the ninth inning we go. Rafters down two. They'll try and keep it there when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The new pitcher taking over for Tristan Krusenberry is Cannon Restein, as Krusenberry ends up going three innings, allowing three hits. He allowed two runs, neither of them were earned, and walked three batters while striking out four, and did not hit a batter with the pitch, didn't balk, although he did throw two wild pitches. He also faced a total of 10 batters. He faced a total of 15 batters and threw 67 pitches. Cannon Restein on the mound. First pitch missed for a ball. This one below the zone, and it's now a 2-0 count. Devin Zyras at the plate. Left-handed batter, so a lefty-righty matchup. Restein taking his time, brings the ball into his glove. Set on the mound, he brings the left foot forward, and that one kind of slipped out of his hand and missed outside as count moves to 3-0.